Tomorrow, the Michigan legislature holds the first hearings on bills that would change the state's no-fault auto insurance. Legislators say auto insurance rates are too high, and they want to allow people to buy less coverage. But Lester Graham with Michigan Watch finds the solution might not save the kind of money being suggested.
Right now, people who buy car insurance in Michigan also have to purchase something called personal injury protection. But Representative Pete Lund says drivers who don't want that much coverage should not be required by law to pay for it.
I think it's good to give people the options in life.
So first, let's talk about what personal injury protection is. If you're hurt badly in an auto accident, a spinal injury, bad burns, a brain injury, it will pay for all your medical costs. If you need physical therapy or other kinds of therapy, such as help with your speech or relearning tasks or how to function on the job, you'll get help as long as necessary. It's lifetime unlimited coverage. But critics of the coverage mandate say it's driving up the cost of insurance. Again, Pete Lund.
We're the only state in the country that has unlimited. And, you know, that helps to drive the cost up.
And Representative Lund says without this legislation, the no-fault insurance system could fail.
You know, we've got a real problem in the state, too, with uninsured motorists.
The number of people who've illegally stopped buying the mandatory insurance has risen from about 11% to more than 19%. Representative Lund says if the price doesn't go down, more people will stop buying insurance, and rates for everyone else will go higher, causing even more people to drop the coverage. So Representative Lund and others say we should do as the insurance industry suggests. Change the no-fault personal injury protection. Now, there are four things you need to know about the proposed changes. Number one, the way it is now, you're required to buy $500,000 worth of coverage, and then if medical expenses exceed that, you're covered for as long as necessary. Again, unlimited lifetime benefits. In the proposal, you can opt for less coverage. The lowest coverage level would be $250,000. When medical costs exceed that, and too often they do, you would pay for the rest. One study indicates somewhere between 75% and 90% of people would buy that cheapest option. And if you wanted better coverage, it would likely cost more because fewer people would be paying into the pool. Which brings us to the number two thing you should know about the proposed changes. Pete Kuhnmensch is the executive director of the Insurance Institute of Michigan. That's a trade group for the industry. He says even with everybody paying into the pool, the costs of personal injury protection are skyrocketing. He says there need to be limits to what doctors and other service providers can charge for care.
We have to have those types of, you know, reasonable restraints on the healthcare system. Otherwise, we get what we've seen in a 2,500% increase in that assessment over the last 12 years.
The assessment Kuhnmensch is talking about is the portion of your auto insurance bill that pays for catastrophic claims, the worst, most expensive accidents we've been talking about. Now, the 2,500% increase he mentions is correct, but it's a little misleading. See, the annual rate rises and falls because the fund that pays for catastrophic coverage invests in the stock market. So, yes, if you look back 12 years ago, the rate has gone up 2,500%. But if you go back a little further, say 19 years ago, the jump from then to now is less than 23%. And that brings us to point number three. How much would the average driver save anyway?
Well, it depends.
Pete Kuhnmensch with the Insurance Institute of Michigan.
Our actuarial study has demonstrated that the application of both, you know, selective limits in addition to the fee schedule, which is, we believe, critically important, that makes a heck of a difference, it can run anywhere from 15 to 40% in reductions.
Now, again, this is a bit of a numbers game. The high end, Kuhnmensch mentions there, a 40% drop in your insurance premium, is if you opted for less personal injury protection and you drop collision coverage for your vehicle. But you can already drop collision if there's no lien against your car. So let's just look at the 15% you'd save through the lower personal injury protection coverage. On average, an auto owner would save $136 a year. That's about 11 bucks a month. And there's no guarantee the insurance companies would actually pass that savings on to you. And that brings us to point number four. So you're saving $11 a month, but you've also got less coverage if you get severely injured. Alex Rosane says you might not be covered for some of your most basic needs. Rosane is with the Anderson Economic Group. He's the author of a study commissioned by a group fighting the legislation.
Your health insurance will cover medical procedures, visits to doctors, and so forth. But a lot of what people need in order to improve their function, in order to just live their life, involves things that are not covered by health insurance, like residential care by skilled nurses, or various therapies, speech therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy. And a lot of this isn't covered.
And most health care plans don't pay 100% of the cost. That means people with long-term expensive health needs could be stuck with huge medical bills. The medical community says people are still going to be severely injured in car accidents, and someone will have to pay. David Finkbeiner is with the Michigan Health and Hospital Association.
Families who have a severely injured loved one will have to turn to the court systems to try to sue to recover the cost of the expenses of taking care of that loved one. Or ultimately, individuals may find themselves spending their resources down to the point where they're eligible for Medicaid to cover their cost. And in that case, it becomes a cost shift to taxpayers.
So here's an example. Diane Jackman's son, Bradley, still needs help after an auto accident 2 decades ago. She says the cost was more than any health insurance would have covered, and her family would have gone bankrupt.
Why are the legislators trying to take people who are being covered, well covered, and given proper care now, under the private insurance that they contract for, why are they trying to take them and put them into the Medicaid system that the state pays for and is already way overburdened? It makes no sense to me, other than somebody's got a friend in the insurance company. That's my opinion.
Will there be circumstances where there's a lack of coverage? Potentially, but it's a very, very small number.
That's the Insurance Institute's Pete Kunmensch again.
And I guess our theory is, should we have our public policy driven by that, you know, literally, you know, 0.1% of circumstances that might happen, or should we do it for the vast majority of our consumers who are, quite frankly, we think, paying more than they should?
So the backers of the legislation say this is about fairness. It's about giving people the choice of different levels of coverage instead of all of us paying higher rates that will benefit only a very small number of people. But whether the mandatory insurance is fair depends on whether you're one of the unlucky ones who actually needs the coverage. Something many people don't really think about needing until it's too late. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.